Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Pekudei, accounts of week 23, 7th Aliyah. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Exodus 40, verse 38. When is the light seen more clearly? When Moshe erected the tabernacle, the cloud covered it, and the Eternal filled it with His presence, thus manifesting His presence in the eye of all the people of Israel. This is a tremendous manifestation of the power of forgiveness. The people sinned with the golden calf, but because of Moshe's intervention, they were forgiven, and the covenant was renewed. The Eternal's visible and manifest presence clearly confirmed that the people had been accepted again. Thus finishes the book of Exodus with the presence of the Eternal, similar to what could be seen in Mount Sinai. Now the people didn't have to reach the place where the Eternal was, but the Eternal Himself dwelled within them and walked with them, or rather, they walked with Him. How wonderful that was! What a lot of grace to be able to walk with the Eternal in such manner. The Hebrew text of the verse we've highlighted reveals a slight grammar exception. Instead of saying that there was fire during the night, it says that there will be fire during the night, in future tense, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. This alludes to future moments of great darkness throughout the people's exiles. The promise that there will be fire during the night to shed light upon the people so they would know where to go in the most difficult times remains. The fire will manifest again during the dark moments of crisis that are yet to come upon the 12 tribes of Israel. But the darker it is, the clearer that light will be seen. And what will that light be? Or who will that light be? The wise ones know, in the most critical time of Israel's history, this shall be revealed. Blessed be the Eternal for His promises and plans. Shabbat Shalom.